Hello, Bravo. It's me. Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Wait, I forgot. When's your birthday? I knew it. You're a Sagittarius. Bravo is a Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Bravo is a Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Bravo is a Sagittarius.
Hello, it's us again.
Hi.
Bravo is a Sagittarius.
Doing a little moonlighting as as a traitor recap. Episode podcast. What?
The Traitors.
The best song ever.
I wish they had a theme song.
What is their song? We've
just
said
like
this before.
Scottish like music.
There's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. How does the Outlander song go?
Sing me a song of a song that is home. My favorite song of all time. Yeah.
Clearly.
But I used to know all the words, too.
It's a beautiful song.
I missed that show. I'm so behind.
I got pretty far, but it was just, like, it started to go downhill. Or, like, wasn't as good.
Well, don't go to America.
Let's just not go there. Nobody wants to be in America at that time. Sorry.
Why did you do that?
Yeah. They didn't handle a lot of those episodes well in terms of like trigger warnings or really anything.
So anyway, this is now the Outlander podcast. Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
Something say I.
Say I. That's the first line.
That's something like that.
Maybe I'll read the books. Maybe they're probably worse. So.
No, yeah. It's probably way more R-word.
Yeah.
Okay. So, actually, we're here to talk about the Traitors.
The Traitors.
Speaking of Scotland.
Scotland.
Beautiful Scotland.
And a beautiful Scottish man.
Last time we did a bonus episode was 2 episodes ago, right?
I think so.
Maybe another one in there. I don't really remember. Time is crazy.
It is a circle. It is a line. It is nothing.
It is nothing. Time is meaningless. It's one shot and a sip of a margarita and I'm loopy now.
Good for you.
Good for me. So we'll definitely spend the most of time talking about
this
most recent episode.
But we should get into the episode that we didn't talk to you all about at all.
Which is the one, and spoiler alert, from here on out. So stop listening.
If you haven't been caught up on season 2 of The Traitors of the US version, stop.
Yeah,
you don't want to hear this.
Just stop. I mean, maybe you do.
Maybe you'd never want to watch it and you just want to hear us talk about it.
And that's cool too.
We're so here for you.
You're your own person. Live your life.
Live your life.
And I'll live mine. So the episode before this one, Parvati is like basically the target.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a fantastic challenge.
Yeah, it was in a cabin.
In the woods.
I like literally forgot for a second. I was like, what was the challenge?
They did this one like season 1, 2.
They did, but
it was like kind of an escape room situation.
But like, for some reason, this one felt worse.
It was 10 times worse.
Well, they had to go into these tunnels outside of the cabin. Well, okay, just first of all, there are 4 women in this cast now that are from a Bravo show.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they walked up to the cabin, I was like, all of these ladies ain't doing it.
No fucking way.
They are all going to leave because the penalty for leaving is you lose like $2,000.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about the Traitors, which we basically never talk about in terms of when we recap, is like they're trying to make money.
Oh, yeah.
So that at the end, somebody gets the money.
Yeah, they're playing for money.
Yeah, so like the
but
challenges
they're
are
they're not starting with the money, they have to earn the money in the challenges.
So when you have 4 women who are possibly going to opt out. Ooh. Opt out. I have a little cold. What's going on? Whatever. you're going to lose like what? $8,000.
Yeah, they should have already just like counted on that not happening. Mm-hmm. So like the challenges really showcase people's strengths and their weaknesses.
Yes.
But, like, the gamers people were, like, in the fucking tunnels.
Yeah.
And Kate was like, I'm gonna stay in the nice cabin area and do the buttons to keep the lights on. And then she looks up before anything has ever happened, like, on a creepy end. Like, yep. The only thing that's creepy so far is, like, that people have to go into tunnels. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we don't know what's in there, and it's dark. And if the lights are on in here, they're off in there. Like, that's all they know. She looks up, and she sees a hole in the ceiling.
And in her confessional, she's like, absolutely, fuck no. I know that something will fall out of that, so I'm giving up my job. And she just like goes.
Say anything
she doesn't
to
say
anyone.
Why. She just goes. I can't do this. I can't do it. I can't do it, Kevin. Kevin, you have to do it.
Can you do it?
And Kevin's like, okay.
No thought. Sweet baby Kevin, no thought.
Well, also in that situation, if somebody was like not doing it, and the whole group needed the lights to see where they were going,
and people are yelling,
I would do it. Yeah, I would do
I'd
it.
I'd be like, okay,
I'm not gonna fail.
Yeah.
Turns
but
out,
immediately bugs,
door for
maggots.
Bugs.
Beetles.
What were... And then they start getting sprayed by something that smells bad.
I think it was legit, like, animal piss. Like, you can buy, like, piss to, like...
That is...
Cloak yourself when you're hunting, right?
Oh, my God. They gave them hunters... Not gave them. They sprayed them.
I mean, it could just be, like...
Can you imagine?
But that was my thought. I was like, it must be, like, animal piss.
From Real Housewives of Atlanta is getting sprayed
no!
with... With animal urine?
From what I remember, who was in the cabin room? Sheree, Kate, Kevin,
Phaedra. MJ.
MJ. So.
MJ was out lickety-split. She saw one bug and she said, I cannot do it.
She said, haggis.
Oh, right. The safe word was haggis for them to get out. And if they said haggis, that meant you are losing the money and you're going.
Yeah, that's what it means. All four Bravo girlies haggis'd.
It took
so hard.
It was interesting, though, because it was... First, it was MJ, was out super quick. And then was the next one Phaedra?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Phaedra was out, and Sheree lasted longer than I thought.
Did she last longer than Kate? I think she did.
No, I thought Kate lasted longer.
I don't remember.
I thought I remembered feeling like, oh, they all got out, and I was like, Kate, at this point, you should just stay in, and she didn't. And I was like, now it just feels like,
I mean, Kate's never going to do something if she doesn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, when she's done.
So basically it was on Kevin to just be in there by himself.
And then it was on CT and Trishelle and Parliament member John Bercow. And I'm sure somebody else that I'm forgetting. Well, Sandra.
Yeah.
And Pete. Petey.
Just like rummaging through these tunnels looking for gold. And there's also bugs and rats and snakes.
I don't think there is a snake.
Just rats. Lots of, like, hairless rats.
They look really cute.
Honestly,
I hope it was a humane situation.
Miles.
I don't know. Those poor rats.
They're fine. It seemed like they had a lot of food because there was just, like, food all over and they were just, like, eating. So they were fine.
That's why I'm like, why would you be scared of rats?
Yeah.
They're literally fine.
They're not going to, like, bite you.
No.
No.
They're also really sweet. Anyway, mm-hmm. Love rats.
If this were a Survivor challenge, something would be biting you.
That's fucked up.
At least they don't ever really do something that gross on Survivor. Just eating
gross
things.
Well, the
gross
eating
things.
Gross things they do, but
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but that they don't do anything like that.
But anyway, they do get gold.
Yeah.
I was
they
honestly...
They make it out of the tunnels.
They make it out of the tunnels. CT makes a joke. When he, like, goes back to get the last gold, and he pretends he doesn't have it, and then grabs it out of his pants, and he goes, there's a snake in my pants, and throws the gold puck, like, it's like a hockey puck, out, because I guess he's my new favorite person of, like, all time. I am so
he's
obsessed
with
CT.
He's wild for that. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, Castle Daddy, he's the best.
So, then... After that is, like, gameplay. Like, it's, like, go back to the castle, talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, when it starts to get weird because Peter decides... And it's not smart. Trishelle is, like, we need to get Phaedra out now because if we don't, we're never getting her out. Yeah. Because of the numbers and the Bravo and right. whatever.
It's like, if we can switch this onto her,
then Trishelle's like, I've got bullet points, I've got my journal, mm-hmm. I've got everything.
And she had good points.
She did.
But all of her, like, poker skills that she was using were just, like, more observations than facts. And it's just, like, Parvati's, everyone's mind is already made up on Parv. It's an easy vote.
Well, and on top of it, I don't understand. So Peter's reaction to that, he was like, not thinking about, to me, he wasn't thinking about numbers. He was thinking, well, strategically, I should get Parvati on my side to try to take Phaedra out, and then that'll convince everyone to vote for Phaedra. No, that's nuts. That was a yeah. bad choice. That was too much work. You weren't going to get there. Why didn't you go to the other people that you know are faithfuls
yeah.
and try to get them on your side
yeah.
and convince them that it's Phaedra?
Right, and, like, you are already are, like, one of the most trusted people here.
Yeah, but now
you're
not.
So now, so you got a little messy in it. It backfired. And he's not wrong. Like, he was, like, for his own gameplay, if I have Parvati on my side,
sure.
then I can, like, use her later down the line.
But he wasn't making that clear
no, at the time. No, and I don't know if that's exactly what he was thinking, but, like, I think it is smart to, like, keep someone like Phaedra around in order to be like, okay, we know that she's a traitor.
You mean that? You mean Phaedra or you mean Parvati?
Not Parvati, I'm talking about Phaedra. Oh, I guess I'm okay. talking more future thinking, like.
For sure, okay, yeah. yeah.
I mean, if I were in there, I'd be like, okay, Phaedra's clearly a traitor.
Right.
I'm just going to keep her. She's great.
What? And then she we'll vote her out later. Think I know she's and a traitor. And
then she doesn't, yeah, keep her trust.
Yeah, but then, yeah, so that but round like, table was
Peter
like,
didn't have that luxury with Parvati because Parvati already knew that he knew she was a traitor. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if she was, like, super convinced by him being like, I don't think you're a traitor anymore.
No, Parvati. But she was like, I'll use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's also remember, too, that before that, the turret moment with Phaedra and Parvati, mm-hmm. when they're, like, alone there.
Oh, yeah.
And Phaedra's like, stop being an ice queen.
Yeah.
Stop. You gotta be, like, more relatable. Like, you have to, like.
Nice.
You have to be nice. You, like, you look like you don't care. You look cold. So,
so funny.
Parvati's reaction to that is to go to John Bercow.
Yeah.
And cry.
I mean, that's classic Parv, though. Like, classic her. Like, she knows she can manipulate men.
She thinks she can manipulate any man.
Yeah, she thinks she can manipulate any man. Obviously, you would think John would be an easy target, but turns out this man is a little bit smarter than everyone thinks.
Well, yeah, he'd been around. He's been in rooms with manipulative people a lot. It
turns out he's built for this game.
He really is. He loves speaking.
Oh, well, obviously he should if that was his job for so long.
Speaker of the House or whatever.
Speaker of the Parliament.
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever they say in Britain.
It's not my job to know every country's bullshit.
Well, yeah, government's bullshit. But anyway, he literally, like, looks like on the couch with Parvati. She's yeah. crying. And he's, like, nodding. And he's, like, I think he's even, like, resting his head on his hand.
He's
like,
given her shot.
He's like, yes. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. Just tell me. Tell me more about how you worked really hard on yourself this year to like, not be closed off. Or whatever she fucking said.
I don't even remember.
I don't even know what she said. It didn't make sense, really. And then at the round table, they're all, like, all the people said their Phaedra stuff. Mm-hmm. Kevin's like, you have a twitchy eye, Phaedra.
And she does. She does have a bit of a twitch.
But she's like, I've never heard that. And I was like, I believe her. She's never heard that in her life.
She's very convincing at that table. She shuts it down. But honestly, then, it's everyone around. It's most of the time when Phaedra gets called out, it's someone else who's got her back. And that, whether it was, like, her intention or not, is really good gameplay.
Oh, totally.
So yeah, John speaks up and
he's like
makes his case.
And Parvati doesn't think it's gonna be about her, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that she's like I think he said something. I mean, he starts speaking flowery.
Yeah, he's amazing at it, but he calls her the mistress of murder.
Oh, that's what he says.
That was like the highlight.
Oh my God.
He fucking burns her ass, dude.
Yeah.
She was like quivering in her headband.
Shocked. She was just like, oh, it didn't work.
Oh, she was like, oh,
damn.
So she's a traitor.
So she gets voted off. She's good Spanish. They're like, woohoo. But not really. No one was like, woohoo.
Everyone, yeah.
It was pretty serious.
It was a different kind of vibe because it was like, okay, two traitors in a row.
But is Phaedra a traitor?
Is Phaedra a traitor? Now what? It's like real speculation. Like, for sure, before then, people were like, okay, the Dan thing doesn't look good, but you could kind of look past it. Okay, here's some more evidence against her.
Well, and Parvati voted against Phaedra.
Yeah. And she was a traitor.
Yeah.
And a traitor's gonna out a traitor as a last-ditch effort. So now we come... Well, now we come to the end of the episode. Phaedra's our only traitor standing.
She has to recruit. And they have to die or join her.
Yep. And I called it. I was like... I don't know if I told you. I definitely told Laurel. I was like, if Phaedra's smart, she recruits Kate.
I mean, that's what I've been saying from the get-go. And I want her to recruit
Kate.
They should have recruited Kate from...
Instead of Peter.
Instead of Peter. Like, that was the smart move. And they... I'm still mad about that.
Yeah. I mean, the Peter recruitment really made him all righteous.
Oh, my God.
To think that he was, like, better than them. And what's really funny is, like, that this show makes you root for the villains. Like, I'm rooting for traitors to win.
It's more fun.
But Laurel, my sister, was like, what? Like, why wouldn't you be rooting for the faithfuls to, like, get out the traitors? She's, like, all Team Peter. And I was like, what? She likes that he...
Is it my prejudice? Because I just don't like him maybe. As a bachelor?
But I will say the last time we recorded an episode, we were like, we're all That's Team true. Peter. We're Team Peter.
It was really fun.
He set the trap. He was like playing a smart game. But then he quickly... Because when he turned down the recruitment, it really ended it for me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what? The point of this game is to like... Is to do things like that. And like... Okay, so now you're going to be all righteous and play as a faithful. And I get being like, I can't go back in there and lie to people. Like, I physically couldn't do it, right? If that was his point of view. But it was kind of more like, well, no, I'm better than everybody. Yeah. I'm faithful. I'm going to stay a faithful till the end.
And that's the thing is, like, is he using that? Or is it that he doesn't think that he could actually do it and he doesn't want to lose the game?
I don't think he could have. I don't think he had the confidence to do it. Like, he would be a smart move, but I don't think he could have done it.
Mm-mm.
That's why it's just, like, you bring in someone who can do it because you're failing right now.
Parvati and Phaedra. Parvati was not smart for that suggestion, and Phaedra should have spoke up more.
Yeah, 100%.
She should have gone for her girl, Kate.
But
Parvati probably wouldn't have gone for it because Parvati was so scared of people that weren't
Team Parv.
I guess.
I don't know what her move was with the Peter thing. I would have predicted that he would have... I think I predicted that he was gonna be a traitor.
I thought he would, too.
So I was a little shocked when he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, since then his gameplay has been messy, although he did set another traitor trap by not letting anybody know who had the shield.
Yeah.
But he didn't really set the trap that time, and they just didn't tell them who had the shield.
And they just got lucky.
Yeah.
So what happens is Phaedra recruits Kate. She says yes, but after she's brought to, like, a dungeon... Oh my God, she's just so funny.
She really doesn't want to go in that dungeon. She's like, really, Fergus?
Are you kidding me?
It was cute.
And so she says yes to being a traitor. And ultimately, her biggest thing is she thought Kevin was annoying.
She
wanted to kill him. And they thought about Trishel. And I think it's funny because they got lucky.
Yeah, they really did.
Honestly, the smarter game move is Trishel.
Because she was on to Phaedra. Well...
I don't know. Kevin is a good game move.
It looks bad for Phaedra to hit Trishel after all the things she said about Phaedra. That puts a bigger target on Phaedra's back.
But it's weird because also Kevin did something similar, though.
I think they messed up between those two. Like, if it were me, I would be like, we have to go completely... We have to get the heat off Phaedra.
Yeah.
So you take out someone like Cherie or MJ.
Oh, I agree. Nobody's making moves like that, and it's frustrating.
I know, and you're a traitor. You're supposed to. Like, I love Phaedra. She's hilarious. She's killing it at that round table. She's fighting for her life. But when it comes to making strategic gameplay, she's not doing it.
No, not at all.
And, like, that's a little bit of a Dan fuck-up, where it's like, you're doing too little.
Yep.
Like, you need to do more.
I know. And that's the thing that's, like, can be really fun about watching people who aren't famous and don't know each other mm-hmm. is there's more blind sides like that where it's like, wait, why did they do that? I don't get it. And they like get totally confused.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit different when people have like these
relationships,
deep, like histories with each other.
Mm-hmm. And it is a little bit of like, you know, there's pros and cons to each side. Like
yep.
if Phaedra takes out one of her allies, then she's down a number.
Totally.
And I think they were really focused on keeping the leftovers numbers strong.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, I don't know if that's why they made that, you know. I don't know that's why they made that move. It sounds like they made that move because Kevin's annoying.
Kate was like, no.
And it was too big of a target to take out Trishel.
Yeah. Which was, in the end, the smart move. Trishel had the shield.
Yes.
So if they had tried to go for her, then no one would have died. Yes. And then
Kevin would still be here.
And then Trishel would be like, he was Phaedra.
Mm-hmm.
So it does kind of throw things for a different loop the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the next day, Kate is like, does not know how to behave.
She's like, I'm a traitor now, and I don't know what to do.
Like, would I eat the salmon if I was a faithful? Or would I not?
And you can, like, see her. She's, like, slumped down a little bit at breakfast and kind of wide-eyed. And people MJ, talk to her, and she's like, what?
MJ's what? Like, the light's gone in your eyes. And she's like, no, it's not. I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm not hiding everything from you now.
No, I'm fine.
The light's gone in your eyes.
MJ would not let it go. She was like, what's up? Are you okay? And she's like, no, I'm fine.
I would have said something like, oh, I'm just on my period.
That's probably what I would have said too.
That would have been my move.
Classic move.
Easy. Easy. People shut the fuck up as soon as you say, oh, I'm bleeding. On my period. Yeah. Then the light leaves their eyes.
And they go, oh, gross.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about that.
Do you need anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks, huh?
Okay. So, yeah, breakfast is awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's doing her best.
But not her best, you know?
Yeah.
Best, and not that great.
They're kind of setting a little foundation for Peter at this point. I feel like before they go to the challenge, Kate is like talks a little bit about their one-on-one conversation that Peter had pulled her for before she was a traitor.
Yeah. She said it was weird.
Yeah.
And that he's kind of displaying traitor behavior.
Yeah. And that she's also like, if he's at the very least, a traitor to the faithfuls
mm-hmm.
as a faithful because he made that move with Parvati.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of a foundation against Peter is going on, but definitely still a strong pull towards Phaedra.
Yep.
But Trishel and Peter realize they don't have the numbers.
So, they have to, like, make it a mission.
We have to convince, who do they decide?
Well, that they're going
to, like, try and convince CT.
They have to talk to CT, and they have to talk to Sheree and MJ.
Yeah.
And I think they, like, do try with Sandra, too. Right? Or do they not?
I don't remember. It's hard because, like, I think... I just don't remember.
It's fine, but they go to this challenge. So they challenge. Go to
another challenge where there's, like, a bunch of people in creepy masks that are just there for Alan's entrance. And then they just leave.
I was like, what?
And then it's just a very, like, tame game of, like, shooting an arrow. I was like, what? But I loved it. He made quite the entrance.
They all got paid.
Hell yeah, they got paid. So it's a crossbow, and they have to shoot out their named panels.
It's like stained glass of their names, and turns out it's really hard to do. Nobody can get it, and every time you shoot an arrow and miss, you lose money.
Yes. And so also, they're trying not to the lose last money. One standing gets a shield.
Yeah.
So
there's, like, strategy.
There's strategy to it, but ultimately they realize that nobody is good at shooting this thing.
And there is no strategy,
so the
really.
Strategy now is just to, like...
Once you hit one...
Once you get close to hitting one, then you stay on that target. The next person stays on that target so that they'll at least hit the fucking target.
And then when they hit that, they move slowly up or to the side so they stay on the same line.
Yeah.
So that it's easily hit on the next mm-hmm. column. And here's the thing. And CT draws it out at the round table.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a point where they're not getting this name. I don't even remember whose it was, but it was in the top corner.
It was CT's.
Oh, it was CT's. They're not getting it. And they missed like 12 times, I think.
It was a lot. So like, it was a fact of like, we have to I understood what Phaedra was doing, but she it was fucked just, up for
but
this.
But it was also, she shouldn't have done it. It should have been someone else. If she someone was going to do it, to everything she should have let Sandra do it.
This was the one time she did too much.
She did. And she moved it all the way to the opposite end. It didn't make sense because they have to realign to Trishel's name.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it so Trishel wouldn't get a shield.
Yeah. Like, but they do get her a lot. They do get the shot a lot quicker.
They do. And then, who gets the shield? CT?
CT ends up getting the shield.
So anyway, everyone starts to get a little suspect.
Yeah. And also CT brings up the point that it was that Phaedra and Sandra shared a moment when she decided to do that. Yeah. That was like suspicious to him and made him think that Sandra is also a traitor, which I was like, love it.
Yes. Not true, but here you go.
Well, that's kind of the issue that Phaedra and Parvati have had since Dan's leaving, is that there's no one else who's a bigger target. And, like, you have to keep people in the game who are faithfuls who look like traitors. Yep. And you
Sandra
need to,
definitely
like,
can look like a
you
traitor.
You need to paint them as traitors. Like, that's the gameplay.
Yep.
It's not staying quiet. Yeah, in the beginning, you should stay a little quiet and follow other people's leads.
But then you should target
people. But you have to, like, find something and target people.
Yeah.
And that hasn't really been happening. So, I mean, I don't... Obviously, Kate and Phaedra don't know that CT knows about... thinks that Sandra's a traitor, but...
Right. So,
there's not a lot of opportunities for them.
So the big thing, though, after the challenge is then the talking to people to try to get them to vote for mm-hmm. Phaedra. And essentially, basically, what happens for CT is he decides it on his own.
Pretty much.
And then he, like... And then when Peter does come to me, he's like, well, I was thinking you, Peter, but gotta be honest.
Yeah. This was suspect.
This was suspect. So it kind of, like, leans him in that direction.
Yeah.
So basically, we kind of know what... I kind of was like, CT, for the first time, was going to vote for Phaedra.
Yeah, it was going to happen.
And our heart breaks slowly.
And so then they decide that they need to get to the rest of the group to try and convince someone on that side, but they need to get Phaedra away.
Yeah.
So Peter does it, which is a great opportunity for Kate and Phaedra to, like, drum up more suspicion against Peter. Because that was, like, weird. He did that with Parvati. He's doing it again.
Yep.
So he pulls Phaedra, and then everyone's like, what are they talking about? We should listen. And then Kate goes to listen.
I know.
And then Trishel, like, comes in, and it's, like, awkward, and they're, like, trying to figure it out.
So then Trishel, though, just is, like, talks to MJ and Sheree.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
And that's it.
I think so. Also, do you think Parvati left that headband for Trishel?
I was wondering, because I was like, huh?
I was like, huh? Another one? Honestly, I felt like Trishel wore it better than Parvati.
Well, look at Trishel. It just makes more sense for Trishel. Yeah. She's a headband kind of girl.
Headband kind of girl.
You know?
Yeah, Parvati just wasn't working.
She loved them, though.
She wore them every day.
Isn't it interesting to think that Parvati at this time was married to a man?
Insane.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Parvati's queer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we all knew that anyway. I mean, we didn't.
I mean,
sure,
we didn't, but there were... it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, to me, it really didn't seem like Sheree was that convinced at all. Mm. But it did seem like MJ was like, listen, I'm open.
Yeah.
Well, she does say that. She literally says, MJ is like, I hear what you're saying, and I don't want to just play along, like...
Yes.
Like
I'll listen
lines.
To what you have to say at the round table.
I will listen.
They're leaving it mysterious for us because, you know, the producer's about to do the ultimate betrayal to us.
Exactly. So, just so y'all know, we
don't know
who's getting banished. So the whole round table happens, and, like...
I mean, everyone kind of lays out their facts.
They do.
Against Phaedra, against Peter, but mostly it's Phaedra who just, like, eviscerates Peter.
Well, first John said his
stuff. Oh, yeah!
And he's, like, making his points about Phaedra, which I don't remember what they were.
Yeah, he was, like, your eloquent woman, but, like, blah, blah, blah. Very John Bercow, flower, flower, flower.
And she says, flower, flower, flower.
She's like, can you just do us all a favor and get to the point?
Yeah. Like, you're really good with your words, but we don't have time for this.
Yeah.
And then Peter does his thing.
But first, John is, like, pissed. Like, oh, she reads, like, him for filth.
He was sulking.
Like, he's yeah. like... God damn it.
It's like a baby.
Yeah. And then she turns to Peter and fucking reads his ass.
This isn't The Bachelor, and I don't have to kiss your ass for a rose. His face.
He was pissed.
Oh, he's angry.
He knew it was good. He knew that the second those words came out of her mouth that he was... gonna be embarrassed for the rest of his time here.
Yeah.
He knew that that was gonna be in every promo.
And to that I say, Peter, welcome to Bravo. Welcome to Bravo. I knew you weren't ready.
Welcome.
Because you weren't ready for your bachelor season.
You weren't.
And you weren't ready for this. And he's like trying to hold it together. He's like, well, now I'm angry. And I'm like, what? Okay.
I think she does a good enough job for me to not know who the fuck MJ is going to vote for.
I know. I still feel like MJ voted for Phaedra.
I feel like it has to be. Like, I feel like if it was Peter, they would have showed us.
Right? It's, like, almost better. And also, like, I did see the screenshots. It doesn't look. It looks like
there's you can't tell. I've seen the screenshots.
It looks
really
like there's
can't.
A D closer to the end of the name.
It could just be a really weird T.
It could. It's just a feeling.
I have a feeling it's Phaedra, too, because you'd be dumb to think it was Peter. Like,
yeah,
he's made some mistakes, and I think that they did their best at trying to paint him as a traitor and to convince everyone, but, like, it's not enough.
I don't think so either.
Like, if we were in MJ's shoes, I don't think we'd be convinced.
But then, like, okay, can we just talk about, like, what the hell happens if it's just Kate?
Exactly.
Kate got recruited yesterday, and then isn't, like, tomorrow, like, the final, not tomorrow, but isn't it, like, the finale?
No. Okay. No. It gets down pretty low to, like,
I know, I just thought it was, like,
We still have, like, 7 or 8 people.
I know, I just thought that... I felt like I had a memory that it goes quick.
It might only be like 2 or 3 more episodes, but for sure she's going to have to recruit. I don't think they're going to just like let her do it on her own.
Well, no.
So if she's recruiting.
Who would she recruit? Who
pretty
do we
clear
think
that...
is the smartest choice and who do we think she actually would choose? I don't know. I don't even know.
You can't pick someone like Trishelle or CT. Because they could out-gameplay you. If I'm Kate.
Yeah, I don't think
John Bercow's going to say no. Peter, yeah. You know, already has said no.
Does Kate know that for sure?
He says at the round table, he says, you're mad because I rejected your letter.
Well, I think that was also a moment, too, that people saw and was like, ooh.
Yeah.
That seemed kind of real.
It did. It seemed very real.
Yeah.
So basically, you're left with your Bravo girls.
So MJ or Sheree?
Or Sandra.
Sandra would be a smart choice.
So And because it's us, and we know everything that's going on, I would pick Sandra because, obviously, you could easily feed her to the wolves. She's a good shield for you. But you also want someone you can work with.
Yeah.
And also, we know Sandra from a survivor perspective, and you can't trust that. You can't trust her. Like, she will backstab you in a second.
I know. Does Kate know that?
No. I don't think she'll pick... Oh, this is really hard. She could pick Trishelle. Kate might pick Trishelle.
I feel like that might be who I would pick.
Trishelle?
Maybe.
She's a little too sneaky for me.
But you need someone who's not stupid.
And it is smarter to pull someone who is on the faithful of the faithful sides. Because yeah. then it's obviously not going well on the other side if they're traitors. Okay, but how about the scenario that Phaedra makes it through?
Yeah, then I don't know.
If I were MJ, I would be convinced that Phaedra is a traitor. But I would not vote her out.
Mm.
I would play it as we have to keep her until we know who else is a traitor, because otherwise we vote her out and then we have no clue. We're going from off of nothing.
That's actually really smart.
So, because then you're just sitting there like, okay, who's next? Like, mm-hmm. if you bring a traitor with you to the end, that is how you win as a faithful.
Totally.
Because you know that person's a traitor. You can vote them out. It's only then faithfuls at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're really going in blind, then you're leaving it up to chance.
That's true.
If I was MJ, do I think MJ thought it through that far? No.
No, I also think this is a hard game.
Especially when you're in it.
Because you're in it every day.
And you just want to get traitors out because you're scared.
Well, the other thing I thought that I heard that I was confused about is I wonder if they don't shoot consecutively every day.
Mm.
Because somebody, I thought, said that they went to a funeral. Didn't they say that? There was like a moment.
In the show?
Yeah, maybe it's a fever dream.
I mean, they did go to a funeral. No, they went to Ek and Sue's funeral.
I know, but I meant like, it sounded like it was like...
Maybe they were making a joke because someone was murdered and they were like, oh, I have to go to a funeral.
Maybe.
Wait, you think they're just flying out real quick and coming back to Scotland?
I literally have no idea. I don't know what I thought. I don't know.
What I do know is I love this show.
Mm-hmm. I really look forward to it every week.
And this week will be either a huge letdown or a huge surprise.
Yeah, it can't be both.
No.
No.
Either way, I'm surprised.
Either way, whoa.
Either way, I'm like, I don't know. Just to leave us on a cliffhanger like that was so rude.
I know, I can't remember if they'd done that before.
I don't remember either, but I hate that kind of shit.
I know.
But I should have seen it coming. I was watching the whole round table like, ooh, what's it gonna be? And then the credits started going and I was like, you're gonna be fucking kidding me.
You're not doing this.
And I should have known because we'd been watching for so long that no way they're gonna fit in someone leaving.
Nope.
So upsetting.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good episode.
Tis it was. Always is. Forever. All right, that's it for this little bonus episode.
Thanks for tuning in.
We love ya.
We love ya. Thanks. Have fun. Enjoy. Go trait some traitors.
Okay, I'm stopping it.